One of my favorite YouTubers is a guy named Matt McMuscles. And one of the series he does on this channel is called The Worst Fighting Games, where he reviews the absolute worst fighting games to try and determine the king of the pile of garbage. This series got me thinking, what are the worst martial art movies? Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight, and today's episode is directly inspired by Matt McMuscle's work over on YouTube. You should check his channel out sometime. Free plug for him. But yeah, this got me thinking, what are the worst of the worst of the martial art movie genre, the Kung Fu movie genre? And I did a little bit of searching on the internet to see what the professionals had to say about that. And for this episode, I've got four lists that I want to go over. There's overlap, so there's probably about 32 movies here that the internet experts are all saying are the worst fighting films. But before we jump into that list, it is important for me to remind you that here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. At first, it was a little bit tricky to find these lists of the worst martial art movies, and it's because in the world of like Reddit and forums, a lot of times when the conversation of the worst martial art movie comes up, it's really more of a discussion of it's so bad, it's good, right? And that's perfectly fine. I like those kinds of movies. I love those kinds of movies. I'd rather watch those than some Academy Award winning films, because movies that are so bad it's good just has like high rewatch value for me over a movie that, like, The Godfather is an iconic film, but like I'm not always in the mood for that and can't always be like invested in that. Whereas, you know, some schlock flick, I can just put it on and just, you know, come in and out, and it's fine. I'm not missing much. But that's not what I wanted to do here. What I wanted to do is to get into the weeds of the absolute worst, truly unwatchable films. And after some digging, I was able to come across, like I said, four lists. It's about 32 films, given the amount of overlap that comes up on these lists. Four lists of movies that the experts are saying are truly the worst of the worst martial art movies that Hollywood, mostly Hollywood, has to offer. And I encourage you, if you would like to play along, go ahead, take a moment, pause the episode if you need to, grab a pen and paper, pull up your notes app, whatever you need to do, and jot down what you would think would be the 10 worst martial art films ever. Go ahead, take a moment, take whatever you need. Okay, you got it? All right, if you did that, even if you didn't come up with 10, I guarantee that there is one specific movie that comes up on one of these lists. I guarantee if you had 100 picks, you never would have written this movie down. There is one movie on one list in particular that I was like, what are you saying? How in the world did you pick this movie? But before we get into that list, let's start at the beginning. Just so you all know, if you want to just look at these lists and some of the reasons that the experts give, there will be links for each one in the description of this episode. So, getting started first with what is known to many on the internet as the place, the movies database, the internet movies database. Yes, IMDb. We're starting with IMDb, a great place to start if you're looking for a list of anything. So here we go. What IMDb is saying are the 10 worst martial art movies of all time. Street Fighter, Legend of Kun Li, Samurai Cop, General Commander, Sidekicks, Deadly Hands of Kung Fu, Game of Death, The One, The Asian Connection, The Ninja Squad, and Knockoff. So those are our first 10. And basically what I'm going to do is, after I read off each one of these lists, I'm going to take a moment and give you some of my thoughts, some of my takes on this. First off, not shocked that Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li is on here. That movie's awful. Like, it was going to be somewhere on this list for certain. I also really appreciate the fact that this IMDb list includes not one, but two Steven Seagal films, General Commander and The Asian Connection. And let's be honest, you could probably make an entire top 10 worst martial art movies and have nothing but Steven Seagal films. But to give Steven Seagal an ounce of credit, which I know he will take, this list does also show that it doesn't matter how big of a star you are, you will always have a dud. There are some duds on this. For example, let me look this back up. Okay, so for example, Sidekicks. That's a Chuck Norris movie. Game of Death, Bruce Lee. The One, Jet Li. Knockoff, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like, it doesn't matter how big of a star you are. If you've been in the movie industry for very long, and given some people, especially like Jet Li, Chuck Norris, and Jean-Claude Van Damme, chances are you're going to have at least one dud. And in the case of Van Damme, several. I do like Jean-Claude Van Damme, and this is not the only JCVD film that's going to come up here in a moment. We have more. There's at least one more on the horizon. I do want to say this, and this is something that I think is going to come up with every single list, that, again, I think that there is a difference between a truly bad film and a it's so bad it's good film. And for me, with IMDb, with their list, Samurai Cop and the Ninja Squad do fall in that category of it's so bad, it's good, especially Samurai Cop. Like, they're bad movies, but they're riffable, especially Samurai Cop. Riff Tracks literally did a whole episode on Samurai Cop. So I personally would have put them in that category and would not have included them on this list. If I was the person writing it, that would have been two more Steven Seagal films I could have picked after all. Okay, so that's IMDb. Moving on now to like I said, I got four lists. Three of them are well-known internet sources for geeks. This one, at least for me, I had never even heard of, Flickchart, but I wanted to include them because they have a very unique list compared to our other three sources. So here we go. Flickchart, 10 worst martial art movies. Dragon Ball Evolution. Elektra. The Last Airbender. Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain. The Scripture with No Words. Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li. Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat Annihilation. And Double Dragon. So, we're doubling down on Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. But I think the biggest takeaway from this list, there's two pretty big ones, I would say. The first one being the fact that whoever put this one together clearly does not like video game movies. Both Street Fighter live action films, plus Mortal Kombat Annihilation and Double Dragon, all make the list. And you know what? I know that there are going to be some people... I definitely know that some people are going to defend Double Dragon. And there probably will even be people who defend Mortal Kombat Annihilation, though that is typically seen as not a very good movie. For me, I'm going to say this, Street Fighter shouldn't be here. Again, it's not a good JCVD film, but it's fun. It's a fun watch. I guess if you're like a diehard Street Fighter fan, you might be like pulling your hair out hearing me say that. But that's the one that I would personally say, no, that's in the it's so bad, it's good category, not genuinely the worst. But the other big takeaway I have from Flickchart's list is that we're really stretching the term martial art media with this one. I think the only one that is like truly a kung fu movie is The Scripture with No Words, which I'm pretty sure is another Jet Li film. So that's his second pick. But, you know, I get it. Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain. Like, I have a lot of nostalgic love for that movie, but it's not good. I'll let the Power Rangers fans tell me if Turbo deserves to be on here. Dragon Ball Evolution, that movie was very disappointing. Elektra is definitely an early 2000s Marvel movie. But The Last Airbender? Don't get me wrong. It's not a good movie. It's not a good adaptation of a kid's show. And it's not a good M. Night Shyamalan film. But when I think worst martial art movies, I don't think I'm gonna pick The Last Airbender. I'm not even thinking of it. It's, to me, that's in a completely different category entirely. But let me tell you this. Remember how I said there's a movie coming up that you never would have picked? It's not that one, because it's actually a good movie that made it onto one of these lists. Moving on now, so that's Flickchart. Again, Flickchart clearly doesn't like video game movies. Moving on now to Collider. Collider, for me at least, has become one of my go-to sources for geek news. I'm also a diehard Bleeding Cool fan. I love Bleeding Cool. But here we go, Collider's top 10 worst martial art movies. Jiu-Jitsu, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li, Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain, The Medallion, Game of Death 2, Game of Death, Miami Connection, Twinkle Twinkle Lucky Stars, and Ung Bak 3. A lot to unpack here with Collider. So, what a surprise. Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li did it again, folks. And apparently we're doubling down on Mortal Kombat Annihilation, Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain, and Game of Death made it on here again. But let me say this. Again, if I'm the one writing the list, is Game of Death not a good movie? Sure. Especially if you do cut out the actual Bruce Lee part. That does not salvage this movie. Like, having the Bruce Lee scene, it's great to have it, but it doesn't salvage the movie, not even close. And is Game of Death 2 a bad movie? Yes, I personally would say it's slightly more watchable than the original Game of Death, but they're both not very good. Personally, though, if I'm writing this list, I'm not burning two spots for this one. I'm making it one pick. Game of Death and Game of Death 2 both get their own, don't get their own picks. They're one pick to me. Because again, if I do that, then I get to pick another Steven Seagal movie, and I will do anything to get more Steven Seagal picks for worst martial art movie. We finally got some Jackie Chan up in here with The Medallion and Twinkle Twinkle Lucky Stars. Kind of surprised Twinkle Twinkle Lucky Stars made the list. Not a surprise with The Medallion. Jackie Chan did have a bit of a rough go there in the early 2000s. I know a lot of people don't like The Tuxedo. I actually do really like that one if I had to pick one of those early 2000s duds. I think the most surprising one, though, from their picks is Ung Bak 3. Sure, it's the weakest of the trilogy, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad movie. Maybe that's a bad take from me, but I mean, look, I'll take more Tony Jaa. Like, I'm not going to complain if I get more Tony Jaa in my life. But it's the addition of Jiu-Jitsu that I think really proves the fact that you could look up the worst movie list for literally any genre, and at some point you're gonna run into a Nicolas Cage film. It's just inevitable. Nicolas Cage is inevitable. And by way of the, I think that's actually a cult classic, it's so bad it's good category, Miami Connection should be there. Again, let's move Miami Connection over. We can pick another Steven Seagal movie, and we're all happier as a result. So now we're down to our final list. And if I have time, I've got a couple additional picks I would like to offer for this conversation as well. This one comes from Screen Rant. And not a surprise, at least for me personally, Screen Rant always manages to at some point make me go, what are you doing? Why do you have that take? And here it is, folks. This list features a film that you never would have guessed would make it onto a worst martial art movie list. I'm not going to tell you which one. Let's see if you can guess which one it is. So here we go. Screen Rant's worst martial art movies. Game of Death. The Ninja Squad. Samurai Cop. Mortal Kombat 2021. Best of the Best. Three Ninjas. Showdown. Rush Hour. Redemption, Kickboxer 5, and Street Fighter. So, once again, we get to Game of Death. Apparently, I'm just wrong about Street Fighter. We got the Ninja Squad again, Samurai Cop. It's kind of surprising that it took us this long to get one of the unnecessary Kickboxer sequels. Got another Three Ninjas. Best of the Best is obviously a cult classic. Get that off of here. Mortal Kombat. Look, I know a lot of people don't like that Mortal Kombat remake from 2021. I don't understand why. I think it's a perfectly fine film. But yes, folks, you did hear me correctly. You probably missed those last two picks because you heard me correctly. The iconic Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker, buddy cop film, Rush Hour, made Screen Rant's list of the worst martial art movies. And basically, their argument comes down to this. By way of Jackie Chan films, it's not that good. There's better stunts and better combat in other Jackie Chan films. And here's the thing. I've had arguments with people before over whether or not Rush Hour should be considered a martial art movie or if it's a buddy cop film that Jackie Chan is in. To me, that's an unnecessary splitting of hairs. And is there Jackie Chan movies with bigger stunts and better fight scenes? Sure. That still doesn't make Rush Hour a bad movie. I mean, honestly, Rush Hour is probably one of the films that really made Jackie Chan like a crossover hit. By that point, Jackie Chan had to be a household name. If it wasn't for, obviously, there was a lot of stones to get him to that point, but that has to be the movie that inspired so many kids into the martial arts. That the movie that like made Jackie Chan a household name, that made Jackie Chan like, you know, it was like so many kids. Rush Hour had to be so many kids' like gateway into Jackie Chan. And I know we're focusing on him. I know I'm focusing on him. But honestly, Chris Tucker, great performance. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Like that is, it's such a good movie. And let's just play this out for a second, okay? Screen Rant, you're dumb. First off, because here's the thing, folks. What movie didn't make Screen Rant's list? That's right. Screen Rant is the only one that didn't pick Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li. And because of that, in Screen Rant's world, The Legend of Chun-Li is a better movie than Rush Hour. And if we take this all collectively, that means that Rush Hour is just as bad as Game of Death 2, General Commander, and The Last Airbender. Just if you feel like a pit in your stomach right now, if you feel like you're gonna throw up, I don't blame you. Screen Rant, you done effed up. You done messed up, A.A. Ron. Like, that's That's what they're here for, though, isn't it? Isn't that what Screen Rant's all about? It's just like making us angry at some point. They're like anti-BuzzFeed. Like, BuzzFeed is all about making everyone happy, and like Screen Rant, part of the, I mean, maybe this is just a me experience. Maybe I'm way off on all of this. I don't think I am, but Screen Rant is here just to make me a little angry sometimes, I swear. So that is all four lists, and our time is just about, is starting to wind down, so I'll start wrapping things up here. There was at least two movies that I thought of that made it onto nobody's list, and I wanted to highlight them here quickly. One of those is the live-action Tekken film. Nobody, Tekken fans, martial art fans, video game fans, nobody liked that movie. And seeing how much Flickchart clearly doesn't like video game movies, it's kind of surprising that it didn't make it onto their top 10. Just swap that one out with like Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, or The Last Airbender, and I think you have a complete package there. The other one is Fatal Deviation. If you don't know Fatal Deviation, it is Ireland's one and only attempt at a kung fu movie. Not an action movie, not a martial art media film, a kung fu movie. And it's apparently bad. I've yet to actually sit down and watch it for myself, but it is often compared to The Room. The acting is just that bad, and the writing is just that nonsensical, apparently. And when you get, again, when you're in the like forums, Reddit world, or looking at individual lists or individual like blogs rather than entire lists, you do run into Fatal Deviation more often than. I was surprised that nobody picked it, but it seems like most of these lists are focused more on Hollywood than like Hong Kong and other Asian film studios films. I'm sure there has to be plenty of worse, I shouldn't say worse films, but plenty of films from the other side of the continent or other side of the world that are also bad. But the last thing I wanted to say as my time is starting to run out is that at the end of the day, this is all subjective, right? Sure, there are some instances where the majority collective brain trust can all say, yeah, Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li is not a good movie, or apparently Game of Death is not a very good movie. That one also came up three of the four times as well. There are times where the majority or just about everybody is going to say, yeah, that one's not very good. And then there's going to be times where someone like me is going to say, hey, Street Fighter, best of the best, Samurai Cop, like, yeah, they're not great, but there's just a certain, you know, what's the phrase that people say when they're trying to sound intelligent? Oh, there's a certain je ne sais quoi about those films that, like, come on, let's just have a little bit of appreciation for the badness level of these movies. And then there are just bad takes like Rush Hour. You're just wrong, Screen Rant. You're just wrong about that one. If it was like Rush Hour 3, fine. But like, you're just trying to like rattle my cage. And you know what? I guess for that, you won, because I'm very rattled and very upset with you right now. But don't worry, I don't think I'm the only one. A lot of us just lost more respect for you, Screen Rant. So, But let me know, what movies do you think should have made one of these lists? Again, this is also subjective, because I think of the movies that I have reviewed over the past year, A Karate Christmas Miracle, The Next Karate Kid, what was the other one? There was another really bad one. Phantom Raiders. Like, I actually kind of enjoyed those movies, even though they're actually not that good. I know a lot of people despise The Next Karate Kid, you know. Someone could look at me and say, you're crazy. Those deserve to be on the worst movie list, the worst martial art movie list. At least we can all agree, hopefully, that the 2024 remake of The Crow needs to be at the top. That one, if I had to pick one movie from the past year that absolutely is like the king of the worst martial art movies, that is The Emperor. That is the king of the mountain. That's the king of the hill right now in the Kung Fu Pizza Party world, is The Crow 2024, starring Bill Skarsgård. That movie was awful. Are there worse Crow movies, though? No, there's not. I would rather watch the awful sequels than rewatch that movie again. Yeah, and you may quote me on that. But again, if you did take the time to write a quick list of the worst martial art movies, and it hasn't yet to come up in this discussion, let me know. Slide into the show's DMs, drop a comment wherever, on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party. I'd love to know what picks you have, and maybe this will be something I keep coming back to talk about the worst martial art movies. But I gotta start wrapping things up. Thanks for listening. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review the show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend, and don't tell them that Rush Hour is somewhere in this episode. Make them squirm like all the rest of us. You can check out the other great shows here on the Anazao Ministries Podcast Network, like My Sister Show, My Seminary Life, Systematic Ecology, and Why I Don't Like. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219, A Place for Faith and Pop Culture. And September is almost over, so make sure you get your merch at bonfire.com/2025 Kung Fu, where you can get a Kung Fu Pizza Party shirt, crew neck, hoodie. This sale and the shop itself is going away at the end of the month, so get it while it's still hot. Thank you all for listening. This has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I've delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom one slice at a time.